I got parties to throw. I'm getting closer, started over, now I'm starting to blow. And I got plenty of women sitting in my condominium. You can kick it for a minute, bitch, but you only visiting. I got people to meet, I got places to go. I'm just living, watch me get it, I ain't taking it slow. And now that radio starting to play me so. Oh, the feeling made a million, took a minute, bitch, but now I'm in the building going up. Hey, I'm going up. Hey, I'm going up. Hey, I'm going up. I got all my liquor pulled up way before we showed up. Guess I'm going up. They had all my liquor pulled up way before we showed up. Guess we're going up.
Yo. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a new episode of the Tariqa Lead Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariqa Lead Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in to today's show, ladies and gentlemen. I know today's show is a day late. I've been traveling, but I'm here and I'm ready to chop up good game, family. I'm ready to make it do what it do. Now, today's show is brought to you by OurCreditSecrets.com. Now, having the best possible credit score is very important if you're trying to get that new car, new mortgage, all that good stuff. So, OurCreditSecrets, they help you get your credit score in order in a timely manner. They help you step your credit game up. They hook you up. Check out OurCreditSecrets.com. That's OurCreditSecrets.com. Now, today's show, we're going to talk about voting, political naivete, and I'm going to give my opinions on the voting process, and I want you guys to chime in. The phone number is 818-850-5404. And what we're going to do now, family, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and I'll be right back after these messages right here on Tariqa Lead Radio Show, so don't move a muscle, family. Now, listen up. If you're a rapper, if you're a singer or a music producer or label owner, then you should already know about LegendaryMix.com. That's your one-stop shop for professional-grade online mixing and mastering. Take advantage of their low-cost, high-quality mixdowns and professional mastering right now. Clients rate them as the number one online mixing and mastering service on the net. With 13 years of experience, you can expect top quality and quick turnaround times. Visit Legendary Mix online today at legendarymix.com. Call or text at 347-565-5892 or email legendarymix1@gmail.com.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
What's up, family? Do you give away advice for free? Well, why not get paid for it? Invest in yourself this tax refund season by becoming a certified life role model specialist. You can get paid for helping others to get their lives on track. This is an exciting 8-week digital course that allows you to complete it from anywhere in the world from most mobile devices. Take the first step in changing your life and the lives of others by registering right now at jabayjohnson.com. That's jabayjohnson.com. Enter the coupon code ROLEMODEL200 and receive a $200 discount off your first tuition. Limited time offer right now, jabayjohnson.com. If you want a radio-ready production that's industry standard and beyond in terms of sheer quality, then look no further than the good homie, Strife Jones. Check out his new website, strifejonesbeats.com. You spell that S-T-R-Y-P-H, jonesbeats.com. I can assure you everything on it is nothing but hits. Check it out if you're a serious rapper or a serious singer wanting to get in the game for those hot beats. Check out, again, strifejonesbeats.com.
You are now tuning in to the king of games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Man, what's up, family? We are back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. And I am Tariq Nasheed. Some people call me King Flex. Some people call me Tariq Elite. I'll take all that. I will take all that. Shout out to everybody in Cincinnati. Again, I got to shout Cincinnati out. I was out there. Did a lecture this past weekend. Had a ball out there. Cincinnati represented. I'm going to be going back on tour in April, the end of April. We are definitely going to be in Miami on April 23rd. That's locked and loaded. That's already confirmed. Miami is locked and loaded. What we're trying to do now, family, we're trying to get Dallas. That's going to be locked up pretty soon, but I want to verify all the other cities before we get Dallas locked down. We're still trying to get a venue in New York. We're still trying to get a venue in D.C. All right? So that's the thing. I want to hit up Miami, Dallas, D.C., and New York. The venues in New York are ridiculous. The prices to rent these joints are hella ridiculous. Maybe we might have to go to Brooklyn somewhere. Y'all let me know, all my New York people, let me know some venues that seat between 500 and 1,000 people that we can get at a reasonable rate. That's a nice place, reasonable rate. Manhattan, most likely, that's where we want it, but we could possibly do Brooklyn. We can have everybody come on up to Brooklyn. Now, don't send me some shit up in Yonkers somewhere. Just, you know, y'all hit me up. Email me at info@tariqelite.com, family. Because we want to make it happen. We're trying to get this popping in April. So anyway, and don't forget to go to hiddencolorsfilm.com. And don't forget, we are going to have a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo for the brand new social networking site that we're trying to put together. Not trying, we're going to put together. I don't like using the word trying. We're going to put it together. It's happening now. We're getting a social networking site that's targeting black people who are about black empowerment. I'm not talking about fake hoteping, but just black people who just want to discuss issues of empowerment. Black people who want to discuss issues of bettering the community, what we can do to empower ourselves and get our economic game together. Get our knowledge game together. Get our social game together. This new social networking app is going to be the business, and it's unapologetically catering to a black audience, a melanoid audience globally. Now, that isn't to say that other groups cannot use it, but our base audience will be the melanoid audience globally. And I'm going to have more information on that. We're going to have a Kickstarter or Indiegogo for that, and everybody should support it, because not just because it's a black project, but just because it's something that we need. It's filling a void. We got a lot of social media sites out here, and it's just too much ratchetness. A little bit too much ratchetness, and I don't mind ratchetness, but we got to stop just basing and surrounding our whole existence and culture around ratchetness. We got to have a paradigm shift as to what black culture or melanoid culture is going to be. And the new paradigm shift is going to be empowerment. So family, it's very important that we shake some of the old habits and the old traditions. Let's look at that word, tradition. Because we get caught up on a lot of tradition without having a practical purpose for the tradition anymore. And that's what today's show is talking about. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. Because we're talking about voting and how to pimp your vote. That's why I got the big pimping music on in the background. We're talking about how to pimp your vote. Because we get politically naive about a lot of stuff. And we got to stop being so politically naive. But before I get into that, for those who don't know, Cliven Bundy, white supremacist Cliven Bundy, he has been arrested by the feds, finally, after 2 years of this white supremacist terrorist going around in the media bragging about shutting the government down and all this stuff, standing up to the government. They finally arrested this white supremacist. He was going over to Oregon. His sons got arrested in Oregon. So he was about to go to that compound that they've been holed up in for damn near 2 months. They've been babysitting these white supremacists for damn near 2 months, wasting up all of our tax dollars babysitting them. So I guess he was going to go out there to support, and he was trying to rally people to go out there and meet him, and then they arrested him at the airport, which was good, but it's, y'all took forever babysitting white supremacists. And that's another thing. The media goes out of its way to ignore how much of a white supremacist Cliven Bundy is. They really sidestep all of his white supremacist views. That's the funny thing about the suspected white supremacist media. They look out for their own, man. They keep ignoring the fact that Cliven Bundy made some of the most racist and vile comments about black people ever. Hell, even Fox News, Sean Hannity said he was racist. So if Sean Hannity and Fox News is saying you're racist, that's some racism you can't really ignore. Cliven, let me tell you what I know about the Negro Bundy. And what's interesting, he was going on a couple of years ago about how black people are on welfare and black people crime and all this stuff. And now look at him. He's a white supremacist that sat up on welfare, on free land, getting welfare land. And now he's a criminal because he's arrested on some Fed charges. Look at the damn irony. Look at the irony. Well, let me talk about some real good game. Let me get into what today's topic is about. And today is going to be a short show. It's not going to be long. I just literally flew in. I've been traveling. I'm about to go back out. We're about to go to Hawaii in a couple of days. So I'm all over the world, man. Moving and shaking. Making it happen. But today I'm talking about voting and how black people need to pimp their vote. Because you got a lot of people coming out, a lot of black people coming out supporting Mr. Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie Sanders seems like a nice guy. Nothing against Bernie Sanders. He hasn't done anything bad from what I understand about the guy. But I see a lot of black people coming out and supporting him. The brother, Ta-Nehisi Coates, I think that's how you pronounce his name. I cannot pronounce that brother's name to save my life. Now, Mr. Coates wrote an article, I think with The Atlantic last week, really going in about some of Bernie's practices about sidestepping the reparations issue by saying it's divisive and all of these things. And Brother Coates wrote a great article. But then Brother Coates came out and said he supports Bernie Sanders and I think he's going to vote for him. So the thing is, family, I don't know what his, you know, what his reasoning is, but a lot of black people seem to gravitate a little more towards Bernie Sanders. There's still black people gravitating towards Hillary Clinton. And black people, if you gravitate towards Hillary Clinton, you are insane. Our sister, Michelle Alexander, who was in Hidden Colors 2, the brilliant sister, author, she wrote an article talking about how Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton has done so much damage to black society. Great article she wrote on it. I mean, she was trending on Twitter because her article was so great. And she's absolutely right. Hillary Clinton, along with Bill Clinton, he signed the three strikes law. He signed in these crime bills that just locked up black men by the droves. And Hillary Clinton was right there doing her part with the whole super predator propaganda narrative about black men. She was right there doing her part. So for her to come out here doing the dab and the nay-nay to get the black vote and silly, goofy-ass niggas are running up and supporting her, shame on you. Hillary Clinton is not a friend to black society. Hillary Clinton is no friend to black society. She has detrimented black society. Nobody should vote for Hillary Clinton. You should not cast your vote for Hillary Clinton. You would be better off voting for Trump than Hillary Clinton, because those Clinton bills did more damage to the black community than many of the Republican bills. See, the white supremacists, just like Neely Fuller said, they'll compete with each other, but they compete to see who's going to dominate and control and harm black people. That's what they're competing over. And the Democrats, they compete for the same thing. family, we're going to have to start pimping that boat. You cannot roll with Hillary Clinton. And guess what? You shouldn't roll with Bernie Sanders either. Yes, I said that. You should not vote for Hillary Clinton, nor should you vote for Bernie Sanders either. Because Bernie Sanders lost me when he was talking about reparations. He said, well, no, I'm not going to really do reparations because that would be divisive. And then he went into a whole bunch of other shit. He lost me at the divisive thing. Because my thing is this. If you're not going to commit to doing anything for black people, I'm not voting for you. And black people, we're going to have to be strategic and take this stand. If people are not going to commit to us and help us out, specifically as black people, you are wasting your time voting. That's why I have a don't vote campaign. Use the hashtag don't vote. I know this is a new form of thinking, but this is all about strategy. See, with Bernie Sanders is surrounding himself around a whole bunch of civil rights black people. And a lot of black people look at that and then they gravitate towards him. He does the whole, well, I marched with Dr. King in the 60s. I was there marching in the civil rights movement. I don't give a damn. Because understand this, in the civil rights movement, nothing was really accomplished by some of that shit either, if we're going to be really honest. There was a lot of symbolic posturing, but basically cats wanted to integrate and, you know, get little goodies for themselves around the dominant society, but they did not want to empower the black community as a whole. And also, you had a lot of suspected white supremacists infiltrating the civil rights movement. So just because somebody so-called marched with the civil rights movement, you don't get no props for that, really. What did you do to help black people collectively? See, I don't give you an A for effort. I do not give you an A for effort. I grade you on what you've done. I don't care about symbolisms, who you marched with. What have you done? What have you done to help black people get over white supremacy or help black people get resources to protect themselves from white supremacy? See, black people, we need something specific. And whenever black people start saying we need something specific, we get the whole, well, Bernie Sanders and Obama, that they love using Obama. Well, Obama, because we needed specific things from Obama too. Barack Obama won't even say black people, or he won't even say the word African American, let alone do anything for African Americans. Obama has not done anything for black people at all. Black people have been detrimented, harmed, disenfranchised under Obama more than damn near any other president in the last, 20, 40 years. Since Obama's been in office, we've been literally getting genocided out here. And Barack Obama has turned a blind eye. But the same president, Barack Obama, has done something specifically for Hispanics. I remember going to the White House page, and there's a whole page about Hispanics and how Obama's pandering to the Hispanic community, doing things with immigration so they could get resources. Barack Obama did something specifically and mentioned specifically gay people. Barack Obama has done something specific for the Jewish community. They get set aside in resources. The Native Americans, Barack Obama has done something specifically for the Native Americans. But when it comes to black people getting something specific, all of a sudden, well, oh, that's divisive. Well, he's not the president of black America. He's the president of all America. Bernie Sanders is running for all America, not just black America. Miss me with that bullshit. Don't vote, people. If Bernie Sanders or any of these other people, if they cannot commit to doing something for black people, who are getting punished by white supremacy on a daily basis. We need the most help out of any other group because we are the most vulnerable, we are the most targeted, we are the most despised, we are the most marginalized, we are the most harmed historically in this country, and we need the most help. We as a group, we need help. We need a Marshall Plan. We need something that's going to protect black people. We're getting, our children are being killed with impunity. Black people are being poisoned. Got whole cities of black people getting poisoned by white supremacists. We need a Marshall Plan. We shouldn't sit around being naive and stupid about our political position. We got to pimp the vote. This is why people harm us, because we don't know how to stand up and say, hey, we're going to be strategic about what we want. See, we whore our vote. See, when you pimp your vote, you can say, hey, look, before I give you this, you're going to have to break bread. You're going to have to give me something before I give you this. You got to have a little pimping in you to get something done. Say, hey, look, let me hold out. Let me discipline myself. I'm not rolling on emotion. I'm using logic here. Logically, it wouldn't make sense for me to just give you my vote. That's what a logical person would think. You pimp your vote. If I give you my vote, Sanders or Hillary Clinton, let me know specifically what you're going to do for black people. Don't give me the whole minority pitch. Don't give me the whole, let me lift all the boats and black people included in the boat. No. That's not going to work. Black people have very, very specific needs. And if you're not going to do nothing for me, I'll just hold out and wait until I find somebody who will do something for me. That's the pimp mentality. It's the purse first, ass last. I'm not going to give you no ass. It's the purse first. Give up the purse. See, the thing is, black folks, we have a whore mentality. Not even a money-making hoe. A slut-hoe mentality where people can come in and just use us and lick us and dick us down, and we get nothing. Whenever the white supremacists, or even the white supremacists in blackface, whenever they come around, we just spread our legs or unzip our pants and give them all the dick and booty they want without asking for anything in return. That's a slut whore. And slut whores are never respected. We got to get out of this tradition of just giving up our vote for absolutely nothing because it's a tradition that we vote. No, it's not. We don't have to vote. And I was going back and forth with some people on Twitter. They were like, well, we shouldn't let Donald Trump get in there. Let me say this. With Donald Trump, they put Donald Trump out there to scare black people and just people in general into getting into the voting process. They put Donald Trump out there to scare you. And I've said this millions of times. Donald Trump is not going to get elected. There's no way in hell Donald Trump is getting elected. He's not getting elected. But they put Donald Trump out there. They let him pander to the white supremacists, the white extremist crowd. They talk about how he's up in the polls on the media, which are many of those are false stories. They talk about how popular he is, and what that does is scare people into voting against him because they know that many black people are disenfranchised and disgruntled and disillusioned about the voting process because of Barack Obama, because damn near every black person voted for Barack Obama. And not only did we not get a damn thing, we've gotten harmed more than ever after we voted for Barack Obama. So a lot of black people would naturally be disillusioned with voting. But what they do, they put a Trump out there to light fire under your ass. So when you see this psychotic person saying all this racist stuff, people say, oh, damn, man, I wouldn't go vote, but I gotta vote now. Because if they let Clinton in, it's all, I mean, if they let Trump in, man, if they let Donald Trump in, it's all over. But then Donald Trump is not going to win. So don't let them scare you into voting. Don't let them scare you into getting into the democratic process. And stop letting them use us in shallow ways just because they come around doing the dab and the nay-nay and come around to the black churches. Just real shallow, symbolic bullshit without promising us anything. Don't vote. That's the hashtag. Don't vote. Somebody said to me, well, if we don't vote, that's like giving up. No, no, no. Don't voting is being strategic, because the Democrats and the Republicans are basically two heads on the same snake. If we were to vote, the smart thing to do was to vote independent. You do not vote for none of these people who's Democrat and Republican. They've taken our vote for granted too long. It's time for us to stop being so naive politically. That's childish. We got to stop thinking like dumbass children and start thinking like adults. Don't vote. That's the most strategic thing we can do. Because understand this, when you do vote, voting for a president, it really doesn't elect them. Presidents are not elected by the popular vote. They are not elected by the popular vote. Let me break this down. Because when you vote, the best thing is to vote locally. When you vote locally, that has more of a cadence. You have more influence locally. But voting for a president, presidents are selected, not elected, and they're selected by the Electoral College. Just like when Al Gore and George Bush was running. George Bush did not win the popular vote. Al Gore won the popular vote, but George Bush won the Electoral College. See, understand this. Let me break some history down as to why they do this. See, the thing is, back in Europe, you know, they used to elect kings. You know, they elected kings and they were appointed kings. They'd appoint the kings. And the people, you know, they really didn't have any say-so as to who became appointed a king. They were either born in through the royal system, you know, through bloodlines, or they were appointed by a small group of powerful people. So the general public didn't really have any say-so as to who was appointed into the royal leadership. So what would happen whenever the general public would become disillusioned or upset with the way the kingdom or society was run, people would instantly rise up. They would rise up and storm the castle, so to speak. There were a lot of uprisings against these kings and these rulers, because the people, they're like, I didn't elect this motherfucker anyway, so I'm about to go burn this castle down and steal some bread. That was the mentality. There were a lot of uprisings, people storming the castle. So over here in the United States, they learned how to perfect and modify and correct this flaw in the election or the appointing system, in the rulership system. So they said, okay, we're going to have presidents, basically kings, appointed, but we're going to make it seem like it's a democratic process. We'll get everybody involved so that if they were to get disillusioned or upset, they'll calm down because they're the ones who put them in office, so they think. You understand how they do? Just like with Barack Obama. Now, Barack Obama has not done a damn thing for black folks. Not only that, he called black folks thugs. He's turned his back on us. He's done nothing for us. But a lot of black people will not criticize Barack Obama because most of us voted for him. And that's what they wanted. They want you to vote for these people so when they get in office and don't do shit for you, you can't get mad. You can't rise up. You can't storm the castle because you voted for them. And that's why they need to get you into the process. They need to get you out there in the polls to get you involved, because they understand when people do not get involved with the electoral process, usually that's the first sign of rebellion. And we should be rebellious. We should be rebellious against the system, because the system doesn't work for us. The system works against us. We have government-backed race soldiers out here slaughtering us and killing us right now. Excuse me. So we should rebel against that system by withholding our vote. And stop giving up our vote. Excuse me. Don't vote. That's the hashtag. And that's the thing. Just because, you know, with black folks, we have such shallow criteria for us voting for people. They can come out like Bill Clinton. He said he smoked weed. He played the saxophone, and black people just put him on their shoulders. And he did so much damage to black society, and you know, black people can't say nothing because we voted for him. We said he was the first black president, so you can't be too rebellious, black people. That's what they throw in your face. So withhold your vote so when they do fuck shit, we can point out fuck shit and say, hey, we didn't vote for this asshole, and we don't like what he's doing. Because even if we didn't vote for him, our tax dollars are still paying for him being in office. Just for the mere fact you pay taxes, that's enough for you to have a say-so. I pay taxes so I can say what I want to say about these politicians. You don't have to vote for them because, again, they're selected, not elected. So I'm not with that whole let's vote for the lesser evil thing. We got a choice between Satan and Lucifer. Forget that. Don't vote at all. That's the most strategic thing we can do. That's the most political thing we can do. Pimp your vote. Hold your vote. Don't vote. Because we can't keep bowing down to this hateful indifference. And the minute we stand up for ourselves, there's a backlash. Shout out to our sister Beyonce. Beyonce did a wonderful performance at the Super Bowl this past weekend. They came out, her and her dancers came out with the whole Black Panther theme, and the white supremacists got upset. They started sending their coons out talking about, oh, Beyonce is anti-police. Let's get off that shit too. Nobody's hating the police. Nobody is anti-police. Because being a police officer is not bad. We are anti-race soldiers. These are race soldiers out here that we have a problem with. But there's a lot of backlash with Beyonce standing up for black people and black society and representing the so-called Black Lives Matter. And y'all know how I feel about Black Lives Matter as a so-called organization, but I get where they're coming from. I get where she's coming from. I support what she's doing. See, the thing is, what we don't want to do, family, because Beyonce's doing her thing and a lot of people are rallying behind that, let's not get into what's called radical chic. Radical chic is what happened in the 1960s with the Black Panthers. What happened is that there were a lot of liberal white celebrities who rallied around the Black Panthers because it was kind of an in thing. It was kind of a Hollywood thing to support the Black Panthers or be associated with the Black Panthers. And the term at the time was called radical chic. Like it was a chic, cool thing to do. But the thing is, if you're making it like a little trendy thing, trends fade. This should be a lifestyle. Because see, there's no such thing as white supremacist chic. White supremacy is always in chic. White supremacy is always in style. So black empowerment, melanoid empowerment, should always be in style. Now I'm looking at the chat room. Somebody said, I cannot disappoint my ancestor by not voting. So you disappoint your ancestor by not getting something for your vote. See, that's the thing. We got that whole tradition thing where black people just do shit just because grandmama did it. That's why we go to church all the time and we really don't get anything practical out of it. We just do it because grandmama did it and great grandmama did it. Well, that is a tradition. We twerk because it's a tradition. We shake our ass. That's a tradition. We clown around because that's a tradition. Being a coon is a tradition. Cooning is a tradition. It's a tradition from slavery. There was a lot of coons on the plantations. That's a tradition. Just because something's a damn tradition don't make it good. Get off that it's a tradition shit. It was a tradition to get raped by the white supremacists. That was a tradition. And it still happens. Just like that cop out there in Oklahoma raping sisters. That's still a tradition. He almost got off. If he didn't leave his damn sperm all over the fucking place. But get off that tradition thing. See, we got to start doing stuff because it's practical. Other groups, they'll let a tradition go if it doesn't work for them no more. Asians, they'll leave a tradition go if it don't work for them no more. People in the dominant society, they will leave a tradition alone if it don't work for them no more. It's like when European immigrants came over here, they had all types of traditions from the old country. but they saw this new thing called white supremacy, and if you fall in line, you can get benefits and goodies from practicing white supremacy. They left all that shit alone. All those Italian traditions, all those Russian traditions, all those Norwegian traditions, all those Greek traditions, they left a lot of that shit alone. That's why you asked the average white person, what's your ancestry? What part of Europe your family from? I don't know. I think I'm kind of mixed with a little German. I might be mixed with Irish. I think this. They don't want to talk about that. They don't give a shit about none of that. They gave up all those traditions. Yes, the average Italian American to speak Italian, they don't know that shit. They don't know how. They don't know one word of Italian. They have no problem giving up a tradition that no longer works for them. But black folks, we hold on to shit that don't work. We got to get off that just doing shit because it's been done for a long time. Certain things don't work. Voting without having an agenda does not work. We all voted for Barack Obama. How has that worked for us? I want to know, any black person or white person, anybody tell me, how has, like, 90% of the black people, I think, something like that. I've heard all types of numbers, but a lot of black people voted for Barack Obama. How has that worked? You put a black guy, you supported a black guy as president. I won't say put him in office. The Electoral College put him in office. He was selected. But how has that worked? How has that worked? Well, it's my grandmama. No. We got to stop thinking childish. We got to start thinking like adults, family. Hey, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't vote. Use the hashtag don't vote, family. Because voting right now is not working for us as far as electing a president. Just going through the motions without any rhyme or reason doesn't work for us. The most strategic thing we can do to rock the boat, because we need to do some boat rocking. We need to start thinking collectively, and collectively, we should not vote. That would be a rebellious, strategic move for us. Don't vote. So now that will rumble feathers, and now people will start asking, okay, how do we get y'all back into the election process? Oh, I tell you, do this for black people, do that for black people, do yah. Then we can start letting people know exactly what we want, and we do need resources. We don't need symbolic bullshit. We need resources, because that's how white supremacy is utilized against black people, denial of resources. We need resources. Stop being childish. Pimp your vote. Stop whoring your vote. Don't vote. All right, y'all. That's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't forget to go to TariqRadio.com to check out my pay-per-view specials. Don't forget to go to TariqElite.com to get the fresh gear, the fresh clothes. Don't forget to go to Hidden Colors Film to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to holla.